This is Earth and Sky, speaking with Gretchen Daly of Stanford University about the concept of natural capital, the living resources that provide essential services to humans.
So my main interest is in looking at ecosystems as a type of capital asset that supply us with a stream of benefits over time. And those benefits are things like purification of our water by forest ecosystems, control of flooding by wetland ecosystems, provision of pharmaceutical products by many tropical forest ecosystems, many other kinds of services like that that we get from nature and basically get it for free.
A case in point is the city of Napa in the wine country of Northern California. Awash with 27 floods in the past 150 years, Napa considered a massive system of dikes and levees to hem in the destructive force of the floodwaters.
The other option was to invest instead in natural capital and restore the floodplain that once existed near the city and allow that, like a big sponge, to soak up the excess floodwaters during stormy periods. And they, too, opted for that latter approach, going for natural capital on an economic basis.
The Living Waters Project will convert 600 acres to wetlands, and it'll cost about half the amount resulting from flood damage over the past 40 years. Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky.